Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at exercise and brain age, and finally, a story about the public perception of chiropractic. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 524, recorded October 2nd, 2015. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Physical activity and cardiorespiratory fitness are associated with successful brain and cognitive aging. However, little is known about the effects of physical activity, cardiorespiratory fitness, and exercise on the brain in the oldest of the old. A study published in the journal NeuroCase examined white matter integrity, measured as fractional anisotropy, and white matter hyperintensity burden, and hippocampal volume on a patient of Olga Cotello from 1919 to 2014. Olga began training for competitions at age of 77, and as of June 2014, held over 30 world records in her age category in track and field. Olga had lower scores on memory, reasoning, and speed tests than the younger reference sample, but outperformed typical adults of age 90 to 95 on speed and memory. Together, the author's findings open the possibility of old age benefits of increasing physical activity on white matter microstructure and cognition, despite age-related increase in white matter hyperintensity burden and hippocampal shrinkage, and add to the still scarce neuroimaging data of the healthiest, oldest of the old, greater than 90 years of age in adults. As always, discuss all exercise-related questions with your qualified healthcare professional. Surf to our show notes for links.
We'll be back with more news in a moment. Looking for a good travel deal? Surf to chiropracticradio.com, find the advertisers link to see current deals at booking.com, Planet Earth's top accommodation site, offering deals at reasonable prices for most types of properties, ranging from campsites to five-star luxury properties. Again, surf to Chiropractic Radio, access the advertisers link, and click into the booking.com page for up-to-the-minute deals.
According to a new Gallup-Palmer College report that tested public assumptions about chiropractic care, 57% of U.S. adults are likely to visit a doctor of chiropractic if they experience back or neck pain. The first ever nationally representative survey commissioned by Palmer College of Chiropractic in Davenport, Iowa, found that 33.6 million Americans sought chiropractic care in 2014, compared to a previously reported estimate of 20.6 million in 2012. The survey discovered that a majority of U.S. adults believe chiropractic physicians are effective at treating neck and back pain. According to the report, more than half of all U.S. adults have visited a chiropractor, and more than a quarter of them would choose chiropractic care first for back or neck pain. The Gallup-Palmer survey also discovered that a lack of knowledge about health insurance coverage for chiropractic care and sensitivity toward costs may be preventing some adults in the United States from using chiropractic services. Surf to our show notes for the full article and report.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Maya Angelou. Success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloe.